Speed Inflation, Inflation Heatwave Batters American Heartland. By John Carney on July 22, 2021. Inflationary pressures remain extremely high in the American heartland. Survey data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City showed Thursday. The Kansas City Fed said its index of prices paid for raw materials by manufacturers remained near record highs in July. 82% of companies said prices had increased compared with a month ago, with 2% reporting lower prices. That's a slight decline from the record high numbers hit in May and June. 100% of companies reported paying more than a year ago. And many businesses are succeeding in raising their prices. 52% reported higher prices in July compared with June, with just 2% lowering prices. That's an increase from June and May, suggesting higher prices have become more widespread. 84% reported higher prices from July 2020, with 4% lowering prices. Perhaps more troubling for Fed officials in the Biden administration is that there is no sign that the pricing pressure will fade in the coming months. Expectations for prices paid for materials and prices for finished goods 6 months from now both moved higher than they were a year ago, with 79% of businesses expecting to pay more for materials and 69% expecting to raise prices for their products. This month's survey included special questions about labor shortages, wage pressures, and supply chain disruptions. The Kansas City Fed reported. In July, 91% of manufacturers said workers were in short supply, more than any time previously asked in survey history. Wage pressures also surpassed survey records, with 78% of companies saying they have had to raise wages more than normal to attract or keep workers. To attract new talent, 72% reported raising compensation, 60% reported hiring less qualified workers with more on-the-job training, and another 60% increased advertising for open positions. As labor shortages have persisted, 75% of firms have increased overtime to compensate, 47% have increased automation, and 36% reported upskilling or rescaling their existing labor force. Higher wages are good news for workers, but labor and supply shortages are also slowing production and raising prices, which means wage gains could be offset or overwhelmed by inflation. 30% of manufacturers reported limiting production capacity due to labor shortages. 89% said they had challenges with supply chain disruptions and shortages. Of those, 69% indicated they were delaying projects or pushing back work, as well as diversifying suppliers. Due to supply chain issues, 62% of manufacturers responded by raising prices, 56% reported increasing inventories, and another 36% reported turning away business. The month-over-month composite index was 30 in July, up from 27 in June and 26 in May. The composite index is an average of the production, new orders, employment, supplier delivery time, and raw materials inventory indexes. The indexes are comprised of survey responses from manufacturers in the Federal Reserve's 10th District, which includes Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and portions of western Missouri and northern New Mexico. It is second only to the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco in size of geographic area covered.